Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Michael Salzman back on the show. Mike is VP for Berman & Company. He's Research Director for Employment Policy Institute, EPI.org, and he's our good friend Mike Salzman. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me on. With the music for the Empire to set me up, I feel like I need to say something evil.
May the force be with you. Exactly. Hey, it's good to have you here. So what's going on in the employment, in the workplace world out there, the public policy part of this?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the new challenges that has started to crop up on the city level, as it usually does first, are these proposed restrictions on how and when you can schedule your employees.
Mm-hmm.
So specifically, if you're someone in the retail or the service industry, there are cities right now on the West Coast, places like San Francisco's passed a law, Seattle's thinking about passing one, that basically say if you want to schedule your employees, but you're going to change their schedule, you got to give them the schedule in advance, and then if you do change it, you actually have to pay them even if they don't show up to work.
Where is this coming from? What's the motivation behind this?
Well, a lot of the provisions in these laws...
Is this more progressive tinkering? Is there some kind of harm that's been going on that needs to be righted?
I think the advocates for the laws have looked to stories of people. There was something called a clopen, for instance, where someone would close and then they'd have to be back in a couple hours later to open again. I think they found a few instances of difficult situations where people have scheduling difficulties at a particular workplace. We looked at the broader data and really found that, you know, just about 1 in 7 part-time workers is working that schedule involuntarily. Huh. So the vast majority of people who are working these part-time flexible schedules want to be working the job.
My mother was a full-time telephone operator back when they were real operators. She worked a split shift. She was a mother with 4 children. She worked a split shift. My first job, flipping hamburgers, I worked a split shift. Is that what we're talking about?
It is. You know, it's the same. You know, when I was, a job I had to help pay the rent in school, you know, I was working in the evenings because I was doing an internship in classes during the day. I mean, it's the kind of thing that everyone, I think, in different times in life has a need for a flexible part-time
schedule.
It's
called character building.
That's right. Well, here's the thing. The unions don't like that. They would prefer to have fewer jobs.
There it is. There it is, folks. I was waiting on it. I didn't think it'd take you that long to get to the point, Mike. Unions. God bless them, right?
They prefer to have fewer jobs, but if there are fewer jobs, as long as they're full-time jobs, it's okay because union workers are overwhelmingly full-time.
Mm-hmm.
Full-time workers are more likely to have
they don't
have a
like
long-time
part-time
attack.
Jobs because they're not likely to pay. Number one, they're not likely to pay in. Even if they're members of the union, they're not likely to pay in as much.
Yeah, that's right. So I think the unions aren't upset to see cities pass laws like this that undoubtedly will and have resulted in fewer full-time jobs. But the ones that remain are full-time, and they're basically already living under a set of laws that look a lot like a union mm-hmm. contract, you know, how and when you can schedule someone.
So
you know.
So what we're talking about here, folks, is that the desire and the business model of the employer, the person who's paying the check, the payroll check, is subordinated to the worker and the unions. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And I think we're in a new era here where, unusually, the organizing contract in some of these cases is actually coming out of City Hall instead of coming out of a collective bargaining environment.
Mm.
It's been interesting, you know, as they're debating this law in Seattle. Seattle's, you know, it's a city that's traditionally had a class of business people, small business people who have sort of thought of themselves as sort of left of center.
Right.
Types, But now they're kind of up in arms. You know, the gentleman who used to run Starbucks paid out of his own pocket, a guy named Howard Behar, to run a full-page ad in the Seattle
Times. We know
Howard.
Howard's a member of my brain trust.
Oh, you know, so he's, and I mean, really thoughtful guy. Great guy.
He's a great guy.
He took out a full-page ad to basically publish an op-ed in the Seattle Times that said, the city council here is basically treating business as a burden to be tolerated and managed as opposed to something to be encouraged.
I want to remind everybody of something I said before. Former senator of Massachusetts, Paul Tsongas, once said 26 years ago, he said that his party, the Democrat Party, needs to learn that they can't love the employee and hate the employer. And that would be good advice for a lot of people these days. If you want more jobs, folks, those jobs come from job creators, employers. You can't beat them up. You can't assault them and get more jobs.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.